Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, though, back home, we've got a lot of teachers who are very concerned. And I'm not mocking anybody. I mean, I think we've taken the wrong stance on this, and we've been very timid as a society. But there are some people who have medical conditions who are very worried. They got newborn babies. My sister just had a baby, so I'm very aware of the concerns that some people in our society have about getting infected and what it will do to their lives and to those who live with them and around them. I think that's legitimate to talk about. James Freeman is with Chesterfield Educators United, and he is kind enough to come on the air this morning, because if I'm reading the news stories correctly, James, you all have sent a letter to state officials asking for what, additional guidance from the state to kind of instruct the localities, Chesterfield, Henrico, the individual counties, as to what to do here?
Yes, specifically to address our problem in Chesterfield. We feel that the school board and central office have been pretty negligent in their whole plan to return students to learning.
How so?
Well, first of all, they set up a health panel to make the decision, taking it out of elected officials' hands and putting it into a non-elected panel. We can't FOIA their meetings. We have no idea what happened in their meetings. This panel has no public accountability. This panel set up metrics based on the state's metrics and then chose to ignore them when they returned middle school and high school back. Our rates of infection were actually at a level where they should have paused it, but because it was at the lower end of that level, they chose not to. Fast forward 2 weeks, we're now at a point where the old metrics say that we actually should be returning everyone back to virtual. But our superintendent has actually changed the metric. He's moved the goalpost and made it almost double what the original metric was.
And the solution to this is to reverse course, do a 180, and go back to virtual for everybody?
That's what we've been asking for, at least through the holidays. We know that with people traveling and seeing family, there's a lot of concern that people are at increased risk to spread it and bring it back into schools without knowing it.
And your members, which this is separate from other teachers' groups out there, your members, are you being received by this commission and by the superintendent? Have you had FaceTime with them or a direct opportunity to plead your case here?
We've spoke before the school board. We have sent communications to the superintendent. We've sent communications to school board members. We have not been able to secure anything like a meeting. They're pretty resistant to our message. Mm-hmm.
Looking past this moment, and I get what you're saying about Thanksgiving and Christmas. Everybody takes the break, and who knows what people will do at Christmas and New Year's, and then they come back in January, and you don't want to have a huge outbreak, especially for older teachers, who are in that bullseye demographic where they could really go to the hospital and die, or they've got underlying health issues, which is, everybody doesn't have to reveal that if you've got an underlying health issue. But what's the end? How do you see this playing out? Is it the vaccine that saves us here, where we don't continue to see spread, and then your members feel comfortable going back to school? Would you advocate staying virtual until that vaccine has touched enough people where we presumably stop seeing the spread?
Well, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not sure that I'm in a place to say that, but I do think we have established metrics. They've been established by the medical community, and we should probably be following those. It's not just about teachers either. Right now in this hybrid model, our students are actually getting 20% less instruction. And the quality of instruction that face-to-face students are getting isn't really different from the virtual instruction because we have to teach virtual students simultaneously. We have something in most of our buildings, less than 20% for secondary school actually attending face-to-face.
Well, what do you mean less instruction? If you're there, what do you mean by that?
So in virtual, we were in five-day-a-week instruction. Now, in the hybrid model, in Chesterfield at least, we are 4 days instruction in hybrid. On Wednesdays, we're only meeting with our homerooms. We're using the rest of the time for instructional planning, to meet with students. And this is useful time, you know, to meet with our PLCs and our departments. We put faculty meetings on those days. So they're still work days, but they're not regular instructional days.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I saw the initial news coverage of your letter and thought it was interesting to hear directly from teachers and give you an opportunity to talk to the general public about your concerns. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing them with us. And I hope you'll stay in touch and let us know the next step, if there is one, with the board in Chesterfield. James Freeman from Chesterfield Educators United. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.